Praise you, the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, we thank you once more for ushering us into the new year with great victory. He caused us to triumph always through our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you. We worship you, Lord, ever abiding presence. Never we leave you nor forsake you. And with you always, he said, to the very end of the age. We can count on it. Blessed be that glorious name. Thank you for the time of shining. Wonderful testimony. Tell of his greatness. And we are just joyful sharing this testimony this morning of your wonderfulness to us in the past year. And we know you're able to do greater things for us even this year. In the almighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Bless your word this morning.
Amen.
And let it meet with faith in our heart.
Hallelujah.
And we go from here as you have wanted to do exploits for the Lord.
Amen.
Grant his Father. We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 78, the 18th verse. Talking about the children of Israel in the wilderness. And they tempted God in their hearts by asking meat for their lust. Yea, they spake against God. They said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Verse 41. Yea, the Bible says, they turned back and tempted God. And here is the cloth I'm going to. Unlimited, the Holy One of Israel. So this morning, by the grace of God, the unlimited God, you know? The unlimited God. The limited, the unlimited God, right? So the unlimited God. The God we are serving, our Lord Jesus Christ, is a God who knows no limit, amen? God is unlimited, yet man limits him. The limit is unlimited God. God is completely unlimited as to time or space or condition or to any concept for that matter, really, you know? Our Lord Jesus Christ is omniscient, meaning he's all-knowing. He's omnipresent. Meaning, not confined to any place, but present everywhere at once. Go to Jupiter, it's there. Go to Latin America, it's there. Go to anywhere, it's there. Praise the Lord. Omnipresent. Omnipotent, all-powerful. So, he is all, authoritative and all-creative. Indeed, John 1:3. All things were made by him, and without him, was not anything made that was made. Verse 10 says, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Scripture says, Colossians 1:15, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Verse 16 says, for by him were all things, meaning all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him, the unlimited God. Absolutely, nothing is impossible to him. Luke 1:37, you know that angel told Mary, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. There is no limit to the ability of our Lord Jesus Christ. No limit to his love for you and for all mankind he did. No limit to his mercy. No limit to his bountifulness. There is no limit to his desire to bless his children. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He is completely unlimited. Yet, sadly enough, most people, even Christians, limit the unlimited God. They see him in a narrow concept, really, you know, sadly enough. Let us see how we can take the limit off him and allow him to work for us, not according to our limited capacity, but according to his unlimited ability. Let us allow him to do that for us, according to his unlimited ability. Man is a creature so infinitely inferior to God. In fact, the Bible says, what is man? And I was mindful of him, amen? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See? So, it is inferior to the Almighty God, the Creator, that it is hard to imagine how man can even have any power with God? Yes, we that believe for him, we do have power with him. Praise the Lord. Man, Bible says, made of the dust of the earth. Yes, enjoying life only by the, you know, in-breathing of God. Absolutely dependent on God, you know, you see, it's wonderful. Both the righteous and the unrighteous, they cause the rain to come upon them, right? And the sun upon all of them, right? You see, they depend on him. They all depend upon, you know, upon everything and some of that, you know. So, depending upon him for everything they needed and so on. And yet, this same man has both the power and the tendency to limit God to the tiniest fraction of what God would and could be in man's life and experience. He couldn't do much. Even went to Nazareth. He couldn't do much miracles there because of their unbelief, right? And they limited him. Praise the Lord. So this morning I'm talking about unlimited God. There are many, many ways and reasons why, you know, man can, even believers, limit God. Many of these reasons have to do with man's background and times, their environment and conditions and traditions. You know, the Bible says they make void or something. You know, the power of God by their traditions, right? That will limit God, right? The tradition is something that is contrary to the scriptures, right? Even in the churches and so on. We also limit God by experiences. Want to compare God with your past experience or even present experience as well as, you know. So you can limit God, you know, by your experience as well as that, you know. The main reason, however, you know, the bottom line, why God is limited, the base reason will be the root of all other reasons why we limit our unlimited God is because we do not see him as he is really is. Praise the Lord. That is the root of really limiting. We don't really see him as he is really is. Our prayer is that God will remove the blinding spiritual cataracts. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. From the eyes of his children, the church. So that we get to see the Lord Jesus Christ as he really is. And this will revolutionize as many as we give themselves to this exercise. That God will not allow us, you know, to see him as he is. We have seen many mighty moves of God for which we praise the Lord in these last days. From the Azusa Street Revival at the beginning of the 20th century, precisely in 1906, through the 21st century where we are in right now. For those who are new to hearing about the Azusa Revival, let me just tell them what it is, you know. So the Azusa Street Revival in Los Angeles, California, began on April 9, 1906 to about 1909. This revival is widely regarded as the birthplace of the modern Pentecostal movement, marked by intense prayer meetings. I mean, that brother, you know, so got to pray 7 hours a day and so on, that, you know. So anyway, interracial worship was involved, and the experiences such as the baptism of the Holy Ghost after all the dark ages and so on came forth in that meeting and so on, that, you know. In fact, the second place where the baptism of the Holy Ghost occurred, the first place was in Kansas, Missouri, actually. One brother, you know, Charles Pollard or something like that, you know. Anyway, let's do that history alone. Anyway, so speaking in tongues, baptism of the Holy Ghost and so on occurred in that glorious, you know, outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Azusa. So just a brief story about healing took place there and so on. And you know what? Just like with a black man that helped carry the cross of Jesus, amen, praise the Lord. So as a black man, that had us as a revival, praise the Lord. Say what was his name, praise the Lord. Anyway, God never forgot the black people. There's nothing like race in the body of Christ, praise the Lord. And yes, after all these things, there is so much more that God, despite all those things and the move of God 46 and so forth, and up to this day, there is still so much more that God wants to do for us than what we have seen him do so far. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What we are seeing is not just a drop in the bucket, I tell you, but an infinitesimal speck in an ocean of what God will do. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In spite of the great outpouring of God's Spirit that we have witnessed in our own day, it is not only the hidden or even the unchurched who are finding their needs unmet. That's a challenge to his church today and some of that, you know. I say that again. Despite all this great move of God that we have seen and witnessed and so on, it's not only the hidden people or even the unchurched people who are finding their needs unmet. Many good Bible believing, you know, church going, you know, Christians and so forth endure a multitude of difficulties and so forth. Challenge to us Christians today to really wake up, we need to see the Lord Jesus as he really is and so on. All the while, an unlimited God is on the throne of this universe all the time. You know, what is he doing? Ready, willing, and able to meet every need of mankind. I mean every need of mankind. Praise the Lord. That is the Lord Jesus we serve, right? There is not one single need among mankind that God is not able to meet. If people will just learn how to take the limit of God. Amen? The limit of him. If they will just see him as he really is, the Lord Jesus, and let him do what he is able and wants to do for them. See? Taking the limit off of him. Our unlimited Jesus. Our unlimited God. Why many people rightly rejoice in what has been done in many places where God is moving and people are seeing many answers to prayers, they fail to see how much more God has for those who will open their lives, to him completely. Yes? Many individuals, you know, maybe fellowship and churches and so on, have limited God to the point of the blessing they have, reached at this point in their life. And they even develop a certain sense of a smugness. By that I mean having, an excessive feeling of a self-satisfaction because they became complacent. I'm talking about and so on. They think they have it. They think they have arrived. You see, that's another reason why God is limited, right? They think they know everything about God, right? Some people, some churches and so on, some denominations think that they have seen all that God has for them. But nothing could be farther from the truth. Praise the Lord. Yeah. If what we see in the churches today is representative of all that God has, if what we see in the churches today is representative of the power of the resurrected Christ, then the world is in trouble. Amen. Praise the Lord. He has far more enormous power, amen, than even what we are claiming today. Praise the Lord. There is no doubt that God wants to bust out of the limits that we have put him under. And that God is yearning to manifest his unlimited ability in our lives in a way we have never even dreamed possible. We have seen a little of his miracle working power, we thank God. But we have not seen anything yet compared to what God wants to do and what he will do as we allow him, we have to allow him, right, to work according to his own ability. Indeed, we have not seen anything yet. Greater miracles are still to come. Amen?
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, apostles, prophets have said the same thing all over the century, and we believe with all our heart. The church was born in great demonstration of power, apostolic power, if you remember Acts 2 and so on, that's how the church was born. It was not brought into being by great orators or because of great preaching. It was born by a demonstration of the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We must advance to what Apostle Paul, one of the greatest preachers of all history. A brilliant man, if you know him or his history and so forth, he even bragged about that at times and some of that thing. You know, anyway. And an educated man he was, and had all this to say by inspiration in 1 Corinthians 2, 4. We are church has to advance to this place. Am I preaching? He said, am I preaching? Was not with a tithing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The church must return to that pattern. Every one of us. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It will be if we don't limit him now and just let him do what he wanted to do. It wasn't what he said so much as to what he showed. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The greatest lack in the churches today is power. Yet God told us to have power. We have teaching where we bless the name of the Lord. We have tongues and interpretation, we thank God for that. We have blessings, yes, we thank God. But we have not seen the power that God wants to unleash in and through our lives. Amen?
Yes.
We haven't seen it yet, which will come as we just, remind ourselves and begin to just praise him and worship him. The Lord even told us in Luke 10:19, Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And he promised us, and nothing shall our enemies hurt you. It shall be so all our life if we do not limit him and with our understanding, but just take him at his word. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Again, he said in Acts 1:8, and that is not outdated scripture. There is no outdated scripture. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
See? Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in Judea, and in Samaria, and unto uttermost part of the earth. There is nobody can convince us otherwise. Talking to the disciples then, in Judea, in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, but all over the world. Peter wasn't here in America. Praise the Lord. Talking to the Christian of today, of all time, praise the Lord. There's no limit to that promise to the Christian of the early church only. No. All Christians of all time. He even told us in Mark 16:17-18. And this sign shall follow them that believe. This is what we should be aspiring for, as we walk in this journey. You know, that faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This sign shall follow them that believe. In my name, shall they cast out devils? They shall speak with new tongues. All Christians. See that thing here? All that believe, right? Not just the any kind of all that believe belongs to you. Speaking in tongues belongs to you. If I as a Christian and so on. They shall take off serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Amen?
Amen.
It is still true today. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The unlimited God. Let us not limit him. Indeed, we haven't seen anything yet as far as God is concerned and the outpouring of the power of God as God closes this age. Apostle Paul wrote under divine inspiration in the Ephesians 3:20, which is a familiar scripture here. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that dwelleth in us. So we see, God can do exceedingly, no matter what we think this day, he can do exceedingly and abundantly above all those things. The church has entered into a place of great blessing, but it has failed to press on into the place of power that God has for it. It has stopped far short of the potential that is within us, that power within us. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We must rise up and advance by the grace of God, not by might, not by power, by my Spirit, said the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming soon. That was our message on New Year's Eve, right?
Yes.
It's coming soon. We also believe that the church will be raptured in much greater demonstration of power than it was born in. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God promised to be so. Yes? Yes. We'll be raptured in much greater demonstration of power than the church was born in. The church was born in great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, accompanied by apostolic miracles such as where Apostle Paul preached in Thessalonica, in Acts 17, back in Greece, right? And here's what he said in Acts 17:6. These that I have turned the world upside down are come hither also. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
So anyway, we begin to see that power and demonstration in our lives. As we do not limit him anymore and just begin to see by the Holy Ghost Wait, that is the Lord Jesus is. Our own ministries and our own fellowship. We see this power where we begin to see God, I mean, as he really is. Where we see the limitlessness and the power that he wants to, to impart onto us. When we trust him to work in our behalf beyond our mere human abilities, but according to his unlimited abilities. Praise the Lord. Don't let us narrow him down to what we think or our own Niagara, human ability and so forth, according to his unlimited abilities. One of the greatest miracle stories in the Bible is of a man who saw our Lord Jesus Christ as he really is. His experience is an example of what God can and will do for every believer who trusts him. He was an unnamed centurion in Matthew 8. Praise the Lord. We don't know his name. Let me read a couple of scriptures in Matthew 8. Matthew 8, 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion. We don't know his name. A centurion beseeching him. And saying, Lord, my servant lies at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, you don't call him Lord, right? A Roman centurion, right? Lord, let me see here. I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but I speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say unto this man, go, and he goes. And unto another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled at and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. And I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, the Lord said. And then Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the same hour. Praise the Lord. See, certainly, this unnamed centurion could not have been dwelling on a negative and things like that, would have had that miracle. It was carrying negativity in his heart. The Lord ranked his faith, above even that of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and so on, he wasn't looking at any negatives to get that accommodation from the Lord. He wasn't doing that. Neither was he looking with international eyes for a man to say that that's not a natural eyesight. Praise the Lord. For if it had been a natural eyesight, the centurion would have seen only what other people are seeing, right? So what happened to him? And the servant would not have been healed. So he was seen beyond natural eyes. Certainly, what the centurion saw through his natural eyes was not the same thing at all that he saw with his sixth sense. Praise the Lord. The sixth sense is faith. Praise God. his inner sense of knowing. So it was a revelation, so to say, and light come to him. That should be the sixth sense, right? So when he told the Lord the condition of his servant, the Lord had graciously responded that you come and heal the servant, right? That's what we had. That would have seemed very good to many people, right? To ordinary person, right? With natural eyes, right? But this man is so beyond that. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's so beyond that. And, he said that, Lord, it's unnecessary. That is in verse 8 of Matthew 8. The centurion answered and said, Lord,
am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. So the reason that the centurion was was able to make that statement with such faith was because he saw with his sixth sense the Lord Jesus Christ as the greatest and mightiest commander. You know, he was a commander of 100, right? But he saw the Lord as the greatest and mightiest commander, the most authoritative person that ever walked the face of the earth. He just saw by the sixth sense. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
No man just talk like that. So anyway, and as they say, all truth is parallel, right? By that I mean, he was a commander of 100 of the Romans, and still the Lord is the commander of the universe, right? So all truth, praise the Lord. Anyway, so they say, so the centurion saw in the Lord Jesus a parallel to his own situation. And he said unto him in verse 9 of Matthew 8, for I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I said to this man, go, and he went. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. So the centurion was under authority of the ruler of the Rome, right? And by that authority, he was able to give orders that must be carried out instantly and obediently by those over whom he had the given authority, right? But when he looked at the Lord Jesus Christ, he saw someone under a much greater authority than the authority of Rome. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That he was under. He saw the Lord Jesus as one under the authority of God himself. The King of Kings, sir. The Lord of Lords, sir. The Ancient of Days, sir. The Alpha and the Omega. The great I am. Not I was. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He saw the Lord. He saw him under direct assignment and authority of God the Father, who had come to earth with the mission and the authority stated in such scriptures. And let me get two of them in 1 John 3:8. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Such scripture as Matthew 28:18. All power, omnipotence, right? All power in heaven is given unto me in heaven and in heart and so on. By the sixth sense, this man saw it. He said, not even born again, as far as a centurion, a Roman centurion. He saw the Lord Jesus under that mandate from heaven, and with the authority to carry out that mandate. He saw the Lord Jesus as under a greater authority than Rome, a greater authority than any earthly authority, under authority of the Almighty God, and all the forces of heaven are there to back him up. He saw that the Lord Jesus Christ can give orders to, the truth are parallel, right? He can give orders to his 100 men under him. So he saw that the Lord Jesus can give orders too. Only that his authority and his dominion is not just over 100 men. It is over everything that is on the face of the earth and the universe. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. That's how I can come up with such a statement like that, right? Amen. Say, so we see that, I knew that if the Lord said to the stormy wind, stop blowing, it will stop. Amen?
Amen.
You could figure that out. So maybe I heard about the ministry of the Lord Jesus too. So before you can say that and so on. Maybe I heard about the ministry of the Lord afar off. I don't know that, He knew if the Lord would say to the raging waves of the sea, be quiet, the waves will lie down and be quiet. He knew all those things. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If the Lord says to a tree to be caused that, and dried up at the roots, it's going to dry up anyway. He knew all those things, maybe by the sixth sense, or maybe I heard of it and so on. If the Lord commands a crippled man, with a crippled hand, stretch forth your hand, it is going to be stretched forth as he said. No, throughout the ministry of the Lord, most of the ministry is a command of faith. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All command of faith to the leper, go show yourself to the high priest. As they were going, they were made whole, right? we are not ten healed. Where is the nine? Praise the Lord. That only this stranger come back to this start unto God. Praise the Lord. See? The commanding faith, right? So anyway, you can keep on going. You can see by the sixth sense what the Lord Jesus could do. So he said to the Lord, speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. Praise the Lord. And that is what he got. You know, so he saw the Lord Jesus as he is, you know, the omnipotent, the omniscient, the all-powerful, the creator, so to say, you know, in this man. That's what the Centurion saw, the one with absolute authority and dominion over all the power of the enemy, over all sin, authority over all sickness, authority over all, you know, the creation of God. You could see that in Christ. Praise the Lord. So he spoke forth and he got a miracle, you know. He saw beyond what Isaiah even saw in Isaiah 6:1. Oh, Isaiah said, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up. This man, he saw the authority Paul described to the Lord. Ascribed to the Lord, rather. You could see by the sixth sense, you know, the authority that Paul ascribed by the Holy Ghost to the Lord, you know, in 1 Corinthians 15:27. For he, meaning God, has put all things under his feet. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You could see all those things by the sixth sense, you know. Before the death, resurrection, and the ascension of Christ, you know, he could see what Paul saw, you know, afterward, when he wrote in Ephesians 1, let me read that one to you, Ephesians 1, 18 to 21. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened and prayed for the church, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power. This guy saw by supernatural insight, right? You know, greatness of his power to us world who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand, you know, in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power, and might, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. This man saw these things, you know, by the sixth sense, supernatural eyesight, and so on. The centurion knew, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that the Lord had full authority over his servant, and over the paralysis, whatever the problem is with that servant, and so on. And he knew that the Lord was willing to heal him, for the Lord had just said, I will, right? So the sixth sense that the centurion had, when he told the Lord to speak the word only, absolutely took every limit off of Christ. Amen? Praise the Lord. Remove all the limitations from the Lord. It freed the Lord from every limitation of time, past, or future, and they left him completely free to work now. A miracle for this man. He freed the Lord from every limitation of place. So you don't have to come to my house, right? So, and just speak the word only. It freed the Lord from the limitation of a particular need, meaning making all the sick servant and so on. There was no limit left, so it was taken completely off of the Lord. The man removed all limitation. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So that's what it is, you know. So the unlimited God, when we allow him, you know, nothing will be impossible.
Amen.
Watch it now. A Roman soldier saw more than the most devout religious leader of that day. Amen? A Roman soldier saw more than the rabbi and so on of those days. Those religious leaders, what did they see? They not only limited the Lord, they had him crucified, didn't they? Because, why? He invaded their nest, that's right. He exposed their hypocrisy. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And they were jealous of the miracles and so that he was performing. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If I have not done things that no man has ever done, then they have no sin. That's what he told them, the Jews, right? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So, but it has done it. They have no cloak for their sins. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's what he told them. Anyway, yes, a Roman soldier, you know, centurion and something like that, you know, was able to see by the sixth sense, you know, the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. Anyway, so let us not limit our Lord Jesus Christ in any form or shape. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We are his children and so on. Even many who acknowledge that the Lord is the Son of God, they limit him by what they see, and what they can see, right, or feel with the natural senses. They limit him by the traditions of their churches and so forth, happening today everywhere and so on. What? No, they have been taught. You know, the tradition of the elders and so on, I'm talking the Bible. They limit him by seeing him only as a philosopher, other Jews and so on, or teacher. You know, he might possess the word of wisdom, but they don't think that he has the power. They didn't believe that. They got nothing. So, let us make it. So, how do we see God today? So, just to know the message is, never to limit the only one of Israel. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, how do we see God today? So, do we see him as far off, you know, unconcerned, much when we are passing through trouble and so like that, you know, or temptation or trial and so like that? How do we see him, you know? You know, do we see him as the loving and personal Heavenly Father? That's how we should see him at all times. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, sir. You know, loving. You know, Bible say, Apostle Peter writing to us, passing all our care upon him, not some of them now, for he cares for us. Amen.
Amen.
That is the mind of God. Let this mind be in you, right? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He cares for you, he cares for me. So, do we see him as too big or too great to worry about our individual need? I just told you the scripture now. He cares for us, you know, and or do we see him as the only see him or only as the mighty creator, but as one who was so vitally interested in our need? Yes, he is very, very interested in our need. He cares for us a lot. Anyway, so we see him earlier. So and so let us not limit our Lord Jesus Christ. Anyway, so this morning, you know, succinctly being said and so forth and that, you know, take the limit completely off of him. So to meet my need and your need. For he already has spoken to every need you have. He did that over 2,000 years ago. He has spoken to every need that I will ever have and to every need you will ever have. That he did over 2,000 years ago. Because he has spoken already, there is absolutely no limit to what you can receive from the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Absolutely no limit. Take the limit off of God now. Let him work for you. Invite him to work for you. Don't limit God. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Allow God to work for you. Not according to your limited comprehension of the past or even the present, but according to his unlimited capabilities. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That scripture, quoting from here, Matthew 19:26. With men, this is impossible, no matter what you are facing, today or tomorrow, anywhere. With men, whatever you are facing may be impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Praise the Lord. Expect great things, more than you ever expected before. Going forward, expect great things. Do not let your eyes, be on your circumstances anytime, or on your problems, or your need, but on the greatness of God, who is the source of supplying and meeting those needs with his resources. Praise the Lord. So the thing is, let us never limit God. Let us be like the children of Israel and the wilderness and so on, that, you know. So let us not limit God. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, thank you, Father. I give unto you power. It's a power over all the power of the enemy.
Amen.
Everything that God was poured in Christ. God was in Christ. Because I the word unto himself. And he has given unto us even to the word of reconciliation. Father, we thank you, Lord. And all that Christ is, he has brought to the church. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He that believeth on me, John 14:12. The word that I do shall they do also. And greater work than this shall they do. Father, we thank you, Lord. Always exhorting the Lord. All things are possible to us through our Lord Jesus Christ. See, nothing shall be impossible unto you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are waiting upon the Lord. We won't forget our expectation of him. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The anointing is upon us to destroy every yoke. In the name of Jesus, I will say, O Lord God, he will guide us continually. This is our expectation. We shall be like a watered garden. This is our expectation. And, a watered garden. You know, and some of that, you know. And, we be like, trees planted by the rivers of water.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Our lives are breakfast as the morning.
Yes.
The glory of the Lord is our reward.
Amen.
This is our expectation. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I will say, there shall be your voice, shall be the always places too. Our
Amen.
Children are so far our children.
Amen.
Be the always places. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our lives break forth as the morning.
Amen.
And our darkness become as the noonday.
Amen.
In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Father, we thank you.
Amen.
Our hair, sir, shall spring forth speedily.
Amen.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This is our expectation. The unlimited God promised us like that.
Amen.
He will cause you and I to walk upon the high places.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for your promise. We worship and adore you, Lord. Yes, we are going in that direction by faith, sir.
Amen.
The church, O Lord God, those who are ordained to that, the church will come out with the greatest power than
Amen.
When it was born.
Amen.
On the day of Pentecost, the mouth of the Lord spoke it. Eyes have not seen, yet have not heard. But I think to the heart of any man, the thing that the God has in store for them that love him.
Amen.
But he has revealed this thing to us by his spirit.
Amen.
And because we believe, we speak them forth.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We are past the realm of impossibility.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We are walking the realm of possibility by the Holy Ghost who dwelleth in us. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for your loving us, Lord. Blessed be the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
Father, in Jesus' holy name, we pray.
Amen.
And you may praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.